his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, big fellow! Are you Silver?
The Lone Ranger and Tonto were riding north through Eagle Canyon. As they rounded a bend, they saw a horseman approaching at a speed that was dangerous on the rock-strewn floor. As they watched the oncoming reckless rider, they heard the crack of a rifle. The lone horseman pitched from the saddle and rolled on the ground.
Tonto, you saw that?
Shot come from top of canyon.
Come on, Silver.
Get him up, scout.
It was impossible to go after the marksman high on the canyon's rim, for the masked man with Tonto close behind raced toward the one who'd been shot.
Oh, Silver. Oh,
Tonto.
Tell him come on, that.
That man moved, Tonto. He's still alive.
Huh? Me see him.
Bring the canteen. Here. See about that wound, fella.
The shot came from up there.
I saw where it came from.
You're masked.
I'm here to help you. Forget that I'm masked.
You, one of Tarbuck's men?
Oh, I've never heard of Tarbuck. Here. I still want to open your shirt.
There's no use. I'm going.
Here, water.
See about the wound, Tonto. Drink.
Oh, thanks.
You know who fired that shot?
One of Tarbuck's men. The coyotes.
Who's Tarbuck?
He and his gang, they took over the town.
Oh, what town?
Lone Pine. Sneaked in, got his men in different jobs in town, and then when he was ready, set himself up as boss. Water.
Here you are. I'll hold your head.
Wound. Plenty bad, Kemosabe.
I'm going in.
What can we do for you?
Help others.
What other men?
Jim Galt. Everyone else that Tarbuck drove from town, they're camped in Valley. I was trying to reach Dover City, send word to Washington for help.
Is that why you were shot?
Tell Jim Galt, Tarbuck's spy in camp. My name, Salter.
I'll do what you ask, Salter.
Letter in pocket. Wanted to get to Washington. It tells everything.
Tarbuck and his two friends sat in the cafe in the town of Lone Pine.
Listen, you slow-thinking mavericks. Did it never enter your head that I wanted people to vacate?
What? You wanted them to?
I wanted them to rear up like they done. I wanted them to pull stakes and get out of this vicinity. I planned to take this town over when I sent Rance and Turner here to get jobs as deputy lawman.
Oh.
I planned to take it over when I had a half a dozen other boys drift in and get other jobs. That's why we could take over without trouble.
How can it help if Galt leads everyone back to throw us out?
How can it help? Wait till you see.
Hey, look over there.
Yeah. Look at the hombre who just drifted in.
Masked, huh?
Wears them guns mighty low.
Yeah, and carries his hands near him.
He's coming to this table.
I might be able to use that gent.
What do you know his name, Tarbuck?
You're looking right at him, mister.
Mind if I look a little longer?
Not if you got a good reason.
I expected a bigger man.
Why, you... I grow considerable when I stand up.
Our buck's just half a head taller than you, stranger. Is that big enough for you?
It's not big enough for a man that wants a whole county for himself. Tarbuck, what are you going to do with so much elbow room?
Maybe I just want to swing my elbows. You think you can stop me?
You're likely to need more help than you think.
A lot of people have tried to tell me what I need.
Among other things, you need a more accurate sniper.
Meaning what?
Salter was ambushed in the canyon, but he didn't die instantly. He lived long enough to tell quite a bit about you.
I see. And what did you plan to do with so much sudden knowledge?
Among other things, I'm going to see that...
This man hangs!
Me? Who are you?
Eddie Jake.
So they call you Jake, huh? You left some pretty clear signs on the edge of the canyon. You've always been that careless. I don't see how you've stayed out of jail.
Careless? Nothing. I
got him.
There's a clear set of footprints, Jake. In addition, there's the mark of your knee where you sat at your rifle. The patch in your left trouser leg shows clearly. You didn't even bother to brush the mud from your knees.
No, see, here, I...
You're pretty good, stranger.
I wanted to get a look at your face so I'd be able to get you when the time came.
You ain't that good at cutting sign. Pete Hanford told you what I was going to do.
Pete Hanford? Is that the name of your spy in Gold's camp?
Jake, you blethering fathead. You got to tell all you know.
It don't matter. This gent ain't leaving here.
Oh, Jake, do you mind if I disagree?
Just a minute. Look here, stranger. Lawmen don't wear masks. You ain't a lawman.
That's good reasoning, Tarbuck.
You ain't one of the men who vacated this town.
How do you know?
Because no one had the nerve to come here like this, aside from Jim Gault. And you ain't Gault.
No, I'm not Gault.
You ain't one of the townsmen, and you ain't a lawman. Who are you?
Let's play guessing games, Tarbuck. You try to guess who I am, and I'll try to guess what you hope to do with all of your elbow room.
You better guess about some way to get away from here alive.
Shut up, Jake. Maybe you don't have to leave. Maybe we could do business. I like your style.
Sorry, I can't return the compliment, Tarbuck. I don't like your style.
Why,
Jake, don't draw that gun. You might get hurt.
You try leaving here and we'll see who gets hurt.
Well, let's do that. Now, I'll start with you.
Don't you draw.
Stop him.
I warned you. Anyone else want
to
draw?
Now listen to me. My arm's smashed.
Keep them covered, Tonto.
He got him. Come back here. You're hired. I can use you. Gerald Price.
I bet you have an elbow room enough for me.
Get him back here. I want that gunslinger.
Kill me again.
Don't let him get away. Get out of him. Get him.
Too sure of himself.
What you mean?
He's ready for anything Jim Gault wants to try.
He's
got to know more about his plans. We'll use his own methods.
You mean...
He has a spy in Jim Gault's camp. We'll have a spy in town. Now, no one got a good look at you.
Me go back?
Yes. Use that Mexican gear that I sometimes use. Disguise yourself and leave scout hidden near town.
Me savvy.
We'll meet in our last camp.
Where you go now?
I'm going to see the people who were driven from Lone Pine. I'm going to see Jim Gault.
Come on, Silver!
Citizens of Lone Pine and the surrounding ranches looked half-starved and gaunt. Their clothes were somewhat ragged, and faces drawn with worry. For the past few days, there had been murmurs of dissatisfaction in the valley camp. Because of those increasing murmurs, Jim Gault had called a meeting.
Every one of you voted to pull out of Lone Pine. You know what will happen if you go back. You'll pay tribute at every turn. Tarbuck will have his lawmen pick us up one at a time and try us for trumped-up crimes and hang us.
Not if we watch ourselves.
Jim, my wife and kids are hungry. We're short on meat.
Now, wait, listen. Boys, we can't go back. We've got to wait here until the government steps in.
How long will that be?
Don't count on the government. You know how slow the government is. We'll starve before the government steps in.
Pete, if you want to go back to Lone Pine, go ahead. We can get along without you. Wait a minute. Who's this?
Fast. Where'd he come from?
I didn't see him join us.
I've been listening to you. Pete Hanford has been trying to get you to do one of two things. He wants you to give in to Tarbuck.
That's right.
Or go back to Lone Pine with your guns blazing and attack Tarbuck's men.
Check out that mask. Let's see who you are.
That's an idea. Sure. Take your mask off, mister. We'll do it for you.
Don't try it.
He's probably one of Tarbuck's gang.
Pete, you know better than that. You know every member of the Tarbuck gang. Men... The messenger you sent for help was ambushed. He's dead. Yes, I was with him when he died. Tarbuck knew when he was leaving here and where he was going. Tarbuck knew this because he has a spy among you. And the name of that spy is Pete Hanford.
That's no lie.
Look at him. He hasn't gone hungry. He isn't short of rations or money.
By thunder, he don't look hungry at that. Let's look in his wagon and see what he's got in the way of rations.
This ain't fair. This ain't right.
Come here, Hanford. Let's see how much cash you carry.
Let go of me. Boys, get this out of this man. Let go of me.
Stand still, Hanford.
It's a frame.
How about this roll of paper money?
You said you was broke like the rest of us.
Hanford, you buzzard.
Hey, look what's in his wagon.
Huh? Cans of food.
What?
Cans of
food. Now, boys, listen to me. Tie that double-crossing polecat and hold him a prisoner. We've got to thank this masked man, whoever he is.
We still ain't solved our problem.
I have one thing more to say. You guard Hanford... Starbuck won't know what you're doing or planning. Now, how long will your food hold out?
We're on short rations right now.
We're already hungry.
Galt, how long can you hold out?
Well, we got food enough for 2 weeks on short rations.
Well, there's an army post to the north. I've got to get more food for you.
But the army can't help us without official word from Washington.
Well, let me see what I can do. Your government will deal with the Tarbuck gang. Give Uncle Sam time to act.
Well, if we have food, we'll hold out till kingdom come.
Yes, I know you will. I'll be back.
Wait! Who are you?
Just another man like yourself who feels that anything is better than oppression. Said he'd be...
More silver!
Meanwhile, back in the cafe in Lone Pine.
I wish I knew who that masked man was.
Me too, Jake. He busted my arm. I got a score to settle with him.
Well, he darn near busted my chin.
Boys, we all got scores to settle with him. But I'd wash the board clean if he'd join up with us. What a lightning draw that critter has.
Harbuck, I'm worried about what he'll do.
I ain't. Here, no one else can spoil my plan.
I ain't so sure about that.
Jim Galt's low on grub. You'll have to act mighty soon.
Might get help from that army post.
Nah. They can't move without word from Washington. Even if they do, Galt will be sorry.
Sorry? How's that?
If any army men or United States marshals come here, I'll show them a few things I've been fixing up. I'll show them proof that Jim Galt and about 24 other men from town are guilty of a list of crimes as long as your arm. I'm ready to make them guilty of everything we ever done.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Continue our story. It was after dark when Tonto, disguised as a Mexican, slipped quietly out of the town of Lone Pine and joined the Lone Ranger in camp. The Indian told what he'd learned of Tarbuck's plans. He explained how the outlaw leader had prepared evidence to show that Jim Galt and the others who had left Lone Pine were guilty of a number of crimes.
So that's Tarbuck's idea, Tonto.
Him plenty smart.
Every crime that's been committed by one of Tarbuck's men will be charged to the people who were driven from Lone Pine.
That's right.
Government agents won't know the difference.
Not if Galt and others dead.
What do you mean?
Well, Tarbuck hope Galt and others come into town shooting.
That's what Pete Hanford was trying to persuade them to do.
Ah.
Hunger will drive them to it. Why does Tarbuck want that to happen?
Well, him count on knowing when Jim Galt come.
Counting on his spy, huh?
That's right. Then him meet people with gunplay.
I suppose Tarbuck would order his men to start shooting on sight, wouldn't he?
That's right.
I see. I'm glad to know this before I ride to the army post.
And what you do?
I originally planned to ask for food, but now...
You change plans?
Yes, I'm going to change the plans, Kemosabe. That's a waning moon, isn't it?
That right.
The last quarter. There'll be no moon at all on Friday.
Why you say that?
Friday will be a dark night. I think Jim Galt has enough food to take care of his people until Friday. Here's over.
Right now?
Yes, and while I'm saddling up, I'll tell you our plan.
For 10 minutes, the masked man talked to Tonto in low tones. Then he swung to the saddle.
Come here, boy. Be down. Adios, Tonto.
More silver!
He rode all night, holding the great horse Silver to a steady, ground-covering lope. At sunrise, he could see the army garrison. He could hear the clear, distant notes of the bugle. Ranger soon found himself speaking to the garrison's commandant, Colonel Larkin. He outlined what the Tarbuck gang had done.
You mean to say that these outlaws have stolen the town of Lone Pine?
That's exactly what Tarbuck's done, Colonel Larkin.
Incredible. Yet I must believe you. The silver bullet that identified you, I can't doubt you.
The people who lived in the town have been driven away. They're camped in a valley hoping that relief will come to them.
Hey.
Even if the officials in Washington believe the story, help them arrive in time.
That's the trouble with this new country. It takes so long.
Furthermore, Tarbuck thinks he can prove that the honest people are killers and thieves.
I've never heard of Tarbuck or his gang.
No, he's been careful to see that few heard of him and survived.
What is his purpose in capturing a town?
Maybe merely the first step. He may take a county, then try to take a territory.
I'll report to Washington at once.
But time is too short.
But I can't act without orders.
Jim Galt and his friends will starve before your orders arrive.
I might be able to spare some food and perhaps some blankets.
Colonel Larkin, I know you can't lead an attack against Tarbuck and his men, but there's something you can do.
What is that?
Will you send a detachment to ride through Lone Pine?
For what?
If Tarbuck's men fire first, your men could defend themselves without orders from Washington.
My dear sir, this man Tarbuck may be an outlaw. He may be a dangerous outlaw. But no matter what he is, he wouldn't be foolhardy enough to open fire on troopers.
But he might.
No. I've heard of you. I've heard of some of the things you've done. And I'm frank to say I'm greatly impressed. But this plan is unsound.
There would be nothing lost if the plan failed.
Agreed.
You send attachments out anyway. Mm-hmm. And a two-day trip might be a good practice maneuver.
It wouldn't do the men any harm.
Well, no, not unless the detachment is too small.
Outlaws don't fire on troopers.
Will you do it?
You reject my offer of food and blankets?
I'd prefer a detachment.
I think the plan can be arranged.
Oh, thank you, Colonel Larkin. Oh, there's one more point.
Yes?
If you want to see Tarbuck in his true light, time the trip so your men reach Lone Pine after dark on Friday.
I want to see Tarbuck at his worst. I'll follow your suggestion.
Oh, thank you, sir. I'll be sure it isn't a small detachment.
I think you overestimate the courage of the Tarbuck gang.
Since his capture, Pete Hanford had been kept tied in one of the canvas-top camp wagons. After darkness had gathered over Jim Galt's camp on Thursday night, Hanford heard a voice. It was the voice of the man who'd caused his downfall. The voice of the man he hated.
I'd rather take any other course.
I've talked to Colonel Larkin. The Army can't help you without orders from Washington.
Yeah. When do you think we should make this attack?
I think tomorrow night. There'll be no moon. Maybe Tarbuck won't see anyone approaching the town.
We'll see. So that's it. Galt's going to lead the men against Tarbuck. If I could just get free.
You wait.
Huh? Who's this?
Keep quiet. Me help.
I can't see you. Who is it? Why are you helping me?
Maybe you pay. Me see you in town.
Yeah, you bet I'll pay. Look me up in Lone Pine.
Me cut rope. You sneak away.
Just get rid of these ropes. I'll get away, all right.
There.
Good. Now cut the rope on my feet.
Plenty quick. It done.
You came at just the right time. I just learned something from some passing men that Tarbuck will be glad to know.
You go now.
Hanford.
Are you sure of your facts?
I told you what I heard, Tarbuck. It was a masked man and Galt talking.
That masked man.
So Galt aims to attack us tomorrow night?
Yeah, in the dark. He figures to catch you off guard.
What do you think of that, Butch?
I just hope the masked man's with Galt, men. That's all I hope. I'd like a shot at him.
Me too.
You've got to pay that critter that cut me loose, Tarbuck. He'll come here to collect.
We'll pay him. Sure we'll pay him. We'll give him a 5-cent cartridge. Then there'll be one more murder to pin on Galt or one of his men.
Friday, a moonless night, the Lone Ranger and Tonto sat in their saddles as they waited on the trail to Lone Pine.
Easy, steady, Silver. Easy.
Me hear horse coming.
Tonto, that can't be Colonel Larkin's men.
Why?
Well, listen closely. How many horses?
Five. Maybe six or seven.
Too few.
Me see them now.
Can't tell who they are. But if the Colonel's only said a half a dozen men, there's trouble.
That's not enough.
Now, come on, we'll see. Come on, Silver.
Get him up. Come.
I thought you might be waiting. I came personally.
What's your men, sir? Is this all you brought?
Yes.
But I warned you, Colonel. A detachment of this
size. I told you I think you overestimate this outlaw.
Tonto, you know the old stone wall?
You know.
Stay with the troopers. They have to stand against odds. That's the place to do it.
I told them.
Silver!
men were waiting. At the first sound of approaching hooves, their guns were cocked.
You were right, Pete.
Don't sound like an attack.
Wouldn't ride in like Apaches. Are you boys ready?
Maybe we ought to wait till we can see them.
Wait for what? Let them have it. There's the start.
Hold your fire.
We ain't here to talk. Open up, boys.
Did you hear that? They're troopers.
Well, we fired on them. We got to wipe them out or we're done.
Get them, boys. Get them all and we'll bite in the other.
Heavily outnumbered, the troopers followed Tonto to the refuge of the old stone wall that served as a park barricade. But this, at best, was only temporary.
Those murderous devils. Tell her over there to south. Get him! They're trying to surround us.
They'll do it, too. We're unprotected on the rear flank. We can't hold out long.
We're down fighting!
While the handful of troopers and the enlightened colonel made their stand, the Lone Ranger urged Silver to his greatest speed in a mad race against time and bullets.
Hold on, Silver!
They know when it licks. We got to get every one of them.
Get around to the rear. Close in on them.
They started firing from the south.
Shoot at the rifle flashers. Don't let them get any closer.
They're closing in all the time.
Trapped, the soldiers made up their minds to go down fighting and take with them as many of the outlaws as possible. It was to be a fight to the finish, with the end close at hand. Then, when hope seemed gone, a ringing cry came over the gunfire.
That friend, him come.
One man? One man can't stand the odds.
They're not one man. Look that way. Look at gunfire.
Guns? Yes. Guns on our side.
The Lone Ranger led the way, followed by Jim Thornton and his vagabond army. 20 of men were ready to fight, to die if need be, for the land that was there. Men had spread out to surround the troopers. They were in a bad position to meet the new attack. The end came quickly.
Thread all the survivors into the cafe. Line them up against that wall. Step along there.
Get moving.
Line up on that wall.
You heard the girl.
Where's the man that led the reinforcement?
Why, he just stepped outside, Colonel.
Is your name Galt?
Yes, sir. This was our town.
This is your town.
Now, wait. We got evidence against the
lady. I get your prepared speech, Starbuck. I don't choose to listen to it. You fired on us knowing that we were army men. That fact alone would be sufficient.
Let me go. Let me go. You hurt my arm.
Right up there, the other, Jake.
Why did you find him?
You're trying to sneak away, Colonel.
I especially wanted Jake. You see, Jim, he killed your friend.
What?
He killed Salter.
He'll pay for that.
Colonel Larkin, I didn't intend to put your detachment in danger. I thought you'd bring more men.
Well, thanks to Tonto and the barricade he showed us, we managed to avoid serious casualties until you came.
If it hadn't been for you...
Don't blame me, Tarbuck. Blame your desire for elbow room.
All right. Get ropes on those men. We'll have a prime collection of crooks for our long march to jail.
Thank you.
story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.